KQED.
While most young people have the option of living with their parents as they transition to adult life, foster kids don't. A state law now in its second year lets youth extend their foster care benefits until they're 21. But even with that extra support, they face a tough road to self-sufficiency, which usually includes holding a job. In San Jose, Peter John Schuler reports on one effort to help these young adults get real-world work experience and find a pathway to a career.
18-year-old Mauro Zavala Leon was put in foster care when he was 15. But even before that, he was on probation for underage drinking and smoking pot. So when he tried to find a job, employers just weren't interested.
I mean, I've put in applications to Walmart, Target, tons of places, McDonald's. I had friends that worked there, and they tried to refer me. But when they find out I have, like, a juvenile record, they say, well, do you have any felonies? And I tell them no. Never get a call back. I mean, what can I do?
And that could very easily be the end of the story. Even without a record, state studies show just over half of all foster youth are unemployed within 2 to 4 years of emancipation. But Zavala Leon's group home referred him to a nonprofit called Teen Force. Founder John Hogan says Teen Force has hired more than 230 youth in Santa Clara County since launching 3 years ago. Nearly two-thirds of those were in foster care.
The foster care system rightly focuses on housing and education and even health care, but there's not enough work being done to support employment. And people cannot become self-sustaining adults without learning employability skills and without earning income.
Teen Force functions as a nonprofit staffing agency for more than 50 employers. It provides the youth with the coaching and support needed to help them keep a job and charges employers to handle taxes and insurance.
They're employing people anyway. This is the normal course of their business, so we're not asking them to do anything really that they don't already do. And yet, while they're using our services, they are funding our nonprofit because we charge them on an hourly rate more than we pay the youth. That's how the staffing industry works.
Hogan hopes this unique model will soon make Teen Force entirely self-sustaining. Right now, it relies partly on donations from groups such as the Silicon Valley Children's Fund. Executive Director Elise Coutini says Teen Force provides foster youth and other teens the connections and mentoring that most people take for granted.
A lot of our kids think that the only thing they've been exposed to is the judicial system, right? So they're thinking, I'm going to go into criminal justice, I'm going to go into social work. However, there's a whole world out there they're not being exposed to. And I think these are jobs that are jobs that normally would not be available to them.
Which brings us back to Mauro Zavala Leon. He started off at Teen Force in a part-time job washing cars, but in January, the agency placed him with a termite control business called Planet Orange, which uses orange oils as an alternative to other more toxic pesticides.
Planet Orange is looking for, like, new employees, and Teen Force said, well, we can send you this guy, and, like, this is our best guy. From what they told me, they said that I'm the best guy, so I was pretty happy about that. I was like, thanks, that means a lot, because, you know, I try.
Zavala Leon is in a backyard in Hayward, pumping an injector to tackle a termite-infested home. To get here, he had to pass a state test for a pest control applicator license. The first three times, he failed. But he says Teen Force coaches and his boss, Scott Mendenhall, refused to give up on him.
Scott was just like, you know what? You got to pass that test, man. I believe in you. You can do it. And it's true. I basically just needed to go with my instinct. And a lot of those, the three times I failed was because I didn't really trust my judgment.
Mendenhall says Zavala Leon is a big asset to the company.
You know, the big thing is that we've now brought him on to be part of our team, and I expect him to be with us for a very long time and to continue to grow as Planet Orange grows.
Zavala Leon is now making $15 an hour. He's still living in a group home, but the extra income has allowed him to buy his own food, clothing, and a computer. Now he's saving up for a car. Planet Orange's Mendenhall says he plans to take on more Teen Force workers in the future. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.